This morning, we have a thought that we want to look at out of the fourth chapter of the book of James. James chapter 4. If you have your Bibles with you and want to read along, I have a few verses here we'll look at. I'll start a reading in verse 12. It says, "There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." That is my reading lesson this morning, and my thoughts this morning that basically that our life is just a vapor. We, of course, can look back in time and we can see history of the lives of people that has lived before us, and but there's none of them are still here. There's many, many that has gone before us, and I know as I grow older that I can look back and see just in my life how fast that time has passed by. How quickly it seems that I was 25, 30 years old. How quick that went by. It seems I hear people, you know, that, well, this month is almost gone. It doesn't seem like that, you know, this month is already gone by. And it just time is flying by. It is going by, and it's going, and it's not slowing down. It's not stopping to wait for anybody. Our life, the Bible tells us, is like a vapor. When you think of what a vapor is basically described in what I studied in the Greek. It's a puff of smoke. It's the steam that rises up off the water and vanishes away when the sun hits it. Just a brief thing. You think about the steam that rises up off of a cup of coffee. As it comes off, it just vanishes. And the Bible puts these things in, I guess, for us to put things in perspective. There has been death in my family this week, and as I look back on his life, I helped him to do construction when I was a young boy. He was one that, I guess, maybe took me under his wing, and he let me work with him when I was in high school, and taught me a lot, probably about all I know about construction. He taught me. And that seems like that it hasn't been no time. But it's over. The things that basically that are left behind is the memories. the things that is gone on, and that our life is short by all standards. When we put this in perspective of eternity, of time that is past, and if the Lord allows time to come, it's just a short little piece of time. But there's so much for us in this life that the Lord wants for us, that He wants blessings in our life, and I can see how in His life that how the Lord blessed him. And I think that he was a man that loved the Lord. He went to church every Sunday, you know, that he was able. Him and his wife both did. They were, as those saying goes, they were just good old God-fearing people. And but that vapor of time, that vapor of life, has quickly passed by. This morning, as I think about that and think about the brevity of the shortness of our lives, I guess want to think about and focus upon what the keys or the key to that life. The important thing that brings peace, joy, and happiness in someone's life, other than their soul salvation, is being in the will of God. Living a life in God's will. We all know and understand the things, I mean, just the things that I've been preaching on in the last month or so, that we're going to have to deal with life's hardships. We're going to have to deal with sicknesses and sorrows and troubles and things like that. But what enables us to be able to handle those things is living a life in God's will. That is what gives us the peace and the joy and the comfort that we have in our lives. Because it's controlled by God. Those of us that are seeking to do God's will find peace and joy in this life. It's just that plain. It's just that simple. There's a lot of verses that I want to look at this morning. Over in the book of Proverbs, we find over in the third chapter of the book of Proverbs here, it says, we'll just start reading in the first verse. It says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee." In these first two verses here, the writer tells us that keeping His commandments in our heart is something that brings length of days and peace. Peace in our lives. And in this time of world that there's so much chaos and commotion going on, there's sin on every corner, it's important that we can have that peace. That we can have that moment. We speak many times of just being able to, what a blessing it is to just to be able to fall down on our knees and talk to our Lord and get that comfort and that peace and that ease, that grace in those times of trouble that we are in. Whatever it might be. What a blessing it is for those of us that have been saved to be able to talk to the Lord. And this part of this thing of trying to be found in God's will in our lives, that we are, as a people, are striving and seeking and asking God to direct our hearts and our lives to in accordance to His will, not in accordance to the will that we want. In our reading lesson here, we find how that James was talking about people here that had got, I guess, very prideful and high-minded. And basically what he was saying is they forgot the Lord in their day-to-day lives, and that they had got in their own mind that they would go do this today and they would go do that tomorrow and they would do this and they would do that. That they had left the Lord out of their decisions, out of their lives as far as their lives go, and what they was going to do and how they were going to do it. They forgot that the Lord was in control. And they were seeking, if you will, God's will in their life to do whatever that they was wanting to do. Since whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? And none of us, we make a mention of this so many times, and for those that are lost, and we try to give this impression of importance that we're not promised tomorrow, don't we? But for those of us in there that have been saved, we're not promised tomorrow either. In the things that God has for us, and whatever God's will for us in our lives is, we don't know what it's going to befall us, but when we're in God's will, things is just going to be easier. There's going to be, and I've seen it in people's lives. There's less suffering in their suffering. There's less hurting in their pain. There's less need in their wants. There's so much how you can just see God's hand upon people. How He gives them rest and how He gives them peace. I've watched it many times. For those that love the Lord, those that are trying to live a life that's pleasing to God, how He just intercedes and He gives a peace in hard times and troubled times and sicknesses and sorrow that can't be found at a doctor's office or anywhere else. Can't be bought in any pill. Can't be given by any psychiatrist, anything, that peace that God gives. The importance of being in the will of God. I can't speak enough about it this morning to, as we read on here in this third chapter of the book of Proverbs, third verse, it says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them to thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son, in whom he delighteth. All these different aspects here of just being in the Father's will, just living a life in the will of God. It's so important. Some more verses that we want to look at this morning. In the 37th Psalm. In the 37th Psalm, and starting in the first verse, it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Just wait on the Lord. Don't worry about the evils and things in this world. When we're in the Lord's will, it gives us a sense of security. It enables us to rest. When we've been saved by God's grace, we, as God's people, should be able to lay our heads down on our pillows at night and rest. I know there's a lot of mean people in this world doing a lot of bad things. But if our soul is secured, and we're living the life that we should be living in the Lord's will, and we're doing good like we need to be doing, and all the things that we should do, we as God's people should be able to lay our heads down on our pillows at night and be at rest and be at peace. When we're not, many times there's a problem. And when we're not, those many times, we realize and understand that there might be a problem. That's when we need to seek to find an answer for that problem. What better time is it to talk to the Lord about troubles and what might be a problem than when I do it every night? Talk to the Lord before I go to sleep. And I promise you this, he can talk to you while you are asleep. He can wake you up. He can open your eyes up. And he can make you understand what he wants you to know. But it's important that we as God's people are seeking God's will to know what we're doing in this world, to walk day to day. And he gives us the peace that we need. He gives us the comfort. He gives us the assurance. And he gives us the rest that we need through the things that goes on. The 8th chapter of the book of Romans tells us in the 22nd verse, it says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope For what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. According to the will of God. The Holy Spirit helps us in his office to talk to the Lord and find out what his will for us is. And we can know that. And we can understand that. And we can do those things. And we can have blessings and peace in our life. And no matter what that's going on. It's hard when we lose loved ones. But there are things that we can do. Putting our lives in the will of God. We can get plugged into the church. We can get plugged into the church. We can get active in the work of God. There are so many things that we can do that the Lord will help us and ease us through things when we're working for the Lord. Being plugged into the church, Tracy and I have often talked about it, you know. People that if you don't have anything to do and you're bored, get yourself plugged into the church. Get active in the work of the church. When you get active and you're doing and working for God, it takes a lot of that time that you sit and wonder and worry and wait away from you. And it's applied and focused towards God, and he blesses you for it. So many people don't understand that. But working for the Lord is a blessing. Being plugged in and doing things for God is a blessing. Working for the Lord. Our life is just a vapor, and it's important for us, if we want those blessings upon our life, that we try to do what God would have us to do. It brings happiness. It brings joy. In the 14th chapter of the book of Job, this is probably one of the oldest letters that is written in the Bible, that from what scholars and everybody else says, it's being possibly the first written. Job says, "A man that is born of woman is few of days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not." Man from the very beginning has known and understood there's an end of days and there's an end of time that's coming. That there's nothing eternal about this human life here upon this earth. There's nothing eternal. It's important that we can see over in the 102nd Psalm. It says, "Hear my cry, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke." Just like that vapor that we spoke of. It's consumed just like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. The psalmist here understands that the importance of being in the will of God. To be able to go to God and answer me speedily. And there's so many times in your life that you would just love to have a quick answer to some of the questions that you have. You just like to know. I know there's things that I've asked that I've never got answers to. And I know there's questions that you've asked and things that you've wondered that you never have gotten answers to. But there can be a peace in there. In that understanding or that lack of understanding, there can be a peace in there that can only be given by God. And I believe some of you know what I'm talking about this morning. As we kind of turn our thoughts here just for a brief moment here this morning, for those of you that are lost this morning, I've been speaking about being in the will of God. If you're lost, you can't be in the will of God. You've never started being in the will of God. You've never got to that point. You can't do anything to please God. Everything you do is out of the will of God, and nothing you can do pleases Him. This morning, I want you to know, in accordance to what God's Word says, that He would have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, He tells us that it is God's will that all would be saved and come unto the knowledge of God. It is God's will that you do that. He wills that you would be saved. He wants you to be saved this morning if you don't know Him. If you don't know Jesus in the free pardon of sin, that is God's will this morning for your lives. It wasn't just for my life or for the lives of those that have been saved that are here today, but it's for your life also. It is God's will that you would repent, that you would trust in Him and be saved. There's so many, there are parables and there are things that are written in God's Word that was given as examples of people, of what they did when they waited too long. See, life is a vapor. We don't have any control over it. And there's this little space of time that God gives us to come into His will, to be saved. A short space of time. Over in the book of 2 Peter, in the third chapter, in the ninth verse, it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." That all should come to repentance. So if you've never repented unto God and unto the salvation of your soul, you're missing something this morning. You're not in God's will. You're not in there. Over in the 27th chapter of the book of Matthew, and I don't want to be lengthy, but I want to read some of these verses that the Lord put on my heart as we were studying. I take that back. In the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew, in the 24th verse, it says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken them unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine This is those of you that are lost this morning. This is where you come in. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. He gives a parable here of someone that has trusted in the Lord and believed the truth and repented of their sins and got saved, and their foundation was on Jesus Christ, and they couldn't nothing take that away from them. But for those that are wandering aimlessly and hoping and praying on something else other than Jesus Christ, they don't have a foundation. They don't have Jesus to stand on. And great is going to be their fall. Hell, it's going to fall all the way down. It's going to get all the way to that point. Hell, that's where the line stops for those that will not believe, that will not trust in Him. It was His will that all be saved, that all come to repentance, that all trust in Him and seek Him to be saved. We can think of many more, really. You can think about Lazarus and the rich man as a great example of what happened in a period of time. You can think of the rich man that he was more concerned about his life and living the life the way he wanted to live it, doing what he wanted to do, when he wanted to do it. The Bible tells us how that he had so much that he tore his old barns down and built up new ones, and through all of his life of working and doing the things that he wanted to do, he forgot, or he just didn't take time to see God and be saved. The Bible called him a fool. I hope there's no one here today that on that judgment day that the Lord looks at as just being foolish for not taking the time that was given them to seek Him to be saved. I'll close with this one last verse in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. It says, and this is Jesus speaking, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus has the keys this morning for you that are lost. He's got the keys to hell and death. I pray that you would just understand that it is His will that you be saved, that you would come to repentance, that you would trust in Him this day or before it's too late, whenever that is. I don't know. Because our life is a vapor. We just don't know. We don't understand what lies before us. Don't waste and squander the time that God has given you, allowed you to hear what you needed to hear that you might be saved. Do not waste that time. Please don't. Jesus is the key. He's the key to being into God's will. Seek Him that you might be found this morning. That's my message today. I pray that the Lord will use it. He's the key. He's the key for those that are lost, and He was the key for us when we were lost. He was the key for me when I was lost. I turned to Him and He saved myself.
He's the key to our peace in our life today that we live. These are my thoughts today. I pray that the Lord would use them. I hope that the Lord got honor and glory from it today. Be a thought or a word on anyone's heart this morning.
Brother Barry, I'd like to tell you, I enjoyed your message. It really hit me. Because I know I don't always live within the Lord's will because I want everything my way. And I get a little angry sometimes when things don't go my way. I don't want everybody to pray for me that I will live in the Lord's will.
Let's remember Sister Brenda this morning. She's not by herself. I guarantee you that. You can put my name on the list too. We all, I'd say from time to time, we have the things that we want to do, and then we have the things that we should do. Just weighing those things out and doing what's right sometimes is harder than we think. It's so important for us in our lives. These things, the Lord's just been showing lately just how. We say it all the time, but sometimes we say things and they go in one ear and out the other, and they don't stick. And simply when something sticks, it has a greater effect. So I just pray, is this subject being in the Lord's will has been preached on for many, many, many years. I pray that today would be the day that it stuck. That we all seek to do God's will. Anything else on anyone's heart this morning? If not, I'll stand and we'll be dismissed. We'll certainly remember our prayer request that's been mentioned. Those that are sick, those that have died, let's remember them certainly this morning. Let's remember those that are lost here this morning. Because they're not promised tomorrow. And they need to be saved today. And that's just the way I see it. They're not promised tomorrow. They need to be saved today. And I pray that they are. Let's all, Will, Ken, tonight come back. We're still teaching on our church covenant. So all that can and will, please come back tonight, 6 o'clock. Nothing else to be said or none? That's good. Brother Bob, you dismiss us for word prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to assemble here this morning to worship you in the spirit and truth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for many blessings of life. Heavenly Father, we pray that your blessing upon each member that makes up this body. Thank you for the message we heard today. Thank you for the testimony and the solemn service. Heavenly Father, pray for all the prayer requests you know we need before we pray. Go with us now, Lord. Be a light. Be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Bring us back to the next appointed time. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.